Karen.
To get through my last year at school, I worked in a chip shop for a year, which was, it was disgusting. You'd come home at night smelling of fat, and when I left, oh, they poured, you know, fish juice all down my back, and I went home absolutely minging, eggs stuck in my head and things. So it was lovely getting on the bus, you know, the last bus home, and I'm absolutely minging a fish. Oh, it was horrible, it was absolutely horrible. And they picked me up and threw me in with all the chips that were cut for the next day, so I was dripping, absolutely soaking the water, smelling of fish. I had eggs and Tunnock's tea cakes, and I'm like, oh God, it was disgusting. And then I worked in shoe shops, and I worked in various shoe shops all through Glasgow, and some in really deprived areas. I worked for one specific company called Feet & Co. You can tell by the name. And they had like loads of branches all through Lanarkshire and Glasgow. And when I went to college, they took me on every summer, you know. So it was like my wee summer job. And for a while I was in... My first summer they'd had a permanent job in Coke Bridge, which was fine, you know, that was okay. The next year they said they'd take me on for like holiday cover. So I ended up underneath Umbrella Bridge in Argyle Street. I was in there and that was disgusting. It was really disgusting. You'd walk out the door and there'd be tramps sleeping underneath your trays of shoes. And, you know, under there all the fumes gather, so you'd blow your nose and all this dirt would come out your nose. The walls were all fusty and it was horrible. And my first day working there, a woman came in and she had two wee bits of veins. And, you know, they'd stuffed all the hair was cut off and they'd stuffed all dabbed in their head. And... oh, it was just such a shame. They thought that this was normal, and their mammy had like shite all up her jacket. It was all covered. Oh, it was just disgusting. It was really, it would have turned your stomach. And these veins were dead smiley and everything, you know, and your heart just went out to them. And then about a day or two after that, a guy walked in, and he had like a big scar right down his face. And as he walked in the door, he shoved this thing up his sleeve. So my heart immediately went into my mouth, you know. I thought, God, we're going to get done over. And, my heart was pounding, and he came up to me and he says, do you sell kids' clogs, hen? And I was like, no, I'm sorry, we don't stock them in. Do you know they're not in season this summer? And he's like, right, fine. And as he walked out the door, he pulled out this bottle of Buckfast. This was him trying to be polite, you know. And I thought I was going to get slashed. I was going to try and rob the place, you know. So my heart was pounding. So from there, they shifted me up to Sucky Hall Street. And I get put into the Savoy Centre, where you had old grannies fighting over slippers. So you'd walk into the stockroom, and basically it was just like a wee box, you know. The whole thing, it was a tiny wee corner unit, you know, in the shopping centre. And you'd walk into the stockroom, and everything just fell on your head, because it was so crammed, and oh, God. So I was there for about a fortnight. And then they moved me to Easter House, and I was there for the rest of the summer. And I couldn't believe it, you know. Within the first week and a half of being there, a guy had got slashed outside the shop, you know, fighting in the shopping centre, and he got slashed and stuff. You had to get the security guard to take you to the post office, which is basically two doors away. You had to call a security guard to take you down with all this money and stuff so you wouldn't get jumped. There was women coming in. I mean, some of them are so deprived, it's unbelievable. Women coming in with three and four kids, and they've thought up schemes to try and, like, you know, steal a pair of £7 shoes for their kids to go back to school. Mm-hmm. And it just made me realise how, you know, how deprived and how poor some people are. Mm-hmm. My heart went out to them rather than sort of thinking about punishing them, you know. Mm-hmm. In some ways I thought, well, good on them, you know, for actually coming up with something that's so inventive, you know. Because I'm telling you, the schemes are unbelievable. You know, but it was their way of surviving.